right, everybody, welcome back. Get ready, because this time we're going deep into Truck Simulator Ultimate.
Yeah.
Specifically, all the extra stuff you can get for it.
Mm-hmm.
All the DLC and expansions.
Yeah.
We've got this blog post here called Truck Simulator Ultimate DLC and Expansions Exploration.
Okay.
And it is a really interesting one.
Yeah, just looking through it.
Yeah.
I thought this idea of making like in-game and real-life money through Truck Simulator Ultimate was super interesting.
Bro.
Like, how deep does that actually go?
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
It's almost like those people you hear about making real money playing those online farming games.
Right.
But, okay, so before we get too far into that,
yeah,
let's back up for a sec.
Right.
And explain what DLC even is.
Yeah.
For those who might not be, you know,
yeah,
spending all their time in the digital world.
Sure. So think of it this way.
Okay.
You buy a game. You love it.
Right.
But after a while, you've kind of seen all the roads.
Yeah.
Driven
yeah.
all the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. You've done it all.
So DLC comes in with this, like, fresh content.
Okay.
New trucks, new routes,
mm-hmm.
even new ways to play with your friends online.
Yeah.
It keeps the experience going.
So it's kind of like getting an expansion pack for a board game.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Truck Simulator Ultimate itself.
Okay.
This isn't like some arcadey racer or anything.
No.
This is all about the realism.
Yeah.
Like life on the open road.
Exactly. It's about those like little details.
Yeah.
It really replicates, you know, that whole experience of being a trucker.
Right.
Managing your cargo and fuel.
Uh-huh.
Navigating traffic.
Right.
Weather conditions.
Wow.
It's almost like a job simulator, but fun.
So I have to admit, this blog post mentions there are already like 32 trucks
yeah.
in the base game.
I know.
Why would anyone even need more?
Well, it's like asking a car enthusiast why they need more than one car.
Okay.
Right?
True.
Each truck has its own, like, personality,
mm-hmm.
its own strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
Maybe you want, like, a classic American rig for those long hauls.
Okay.
Or maybe you want something a bit more nimble,
mm-hmm.
like a European truck for navigating those city streets.
Right.
DLC gives you those options and then some.
So it's about strategy, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
This blog post also talks about skins and customizations.
Oh, yeah.
Is that just like making your truck look cool?
Well, I mean, looking cool is always a bonus, right?
Right, of course.
But think about it this way.
Okay.
You're cruising down the highway.
Yeah.
And you see another player
mm-hmm.
with this custom paint job that just screams.
Oh, yeah.
This driver is serious.
I love it.
About their virtual trucking.
Yeah.
It's a way to like express yourself.
Right.
Build a reputation in the community.
Okay.
And some skins might even reflect, like, partnerships with real-world trucking companies.
Oh, wow.
It's adding that extra layer of authenticity.
So it's not just aesthetics. Oh. It's like a whole social status thing within the game.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so what about new locations and roads?
Oh, man.
Is that like virtual tourism?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Imagine you've always wanted to drive through the Swiss Alps.
Ooh.
Or the California desert.
Right.
DLC lets you do that.
Wow.
But with a level of detail that makes you feel like you're actually there.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's a way to experience those places without even leaving your house.
That ties in perfectly with that whole learner aspect we always talk about.
So exactly.
Right? Right? You could be cruising through the Scottish Highlands in the game
mm-hmm.
and then jump online and actually learn about the real history and culture
yeah.
of that area.
It's great.
Suddenly you're learning without even realizing it.
Yeah, totally.
That's the best way to learn.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the blog post even mentions how DLC can change the way you approach the game's economy.
Okay.
Like a new region might have these like higher paying cargo routes
oh.
pushing you to upgrade your truck or invest in a certain type of trailer.
Ooh, now that makes the whole making money thing even more interesting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We are definitely going to have to unpack that a little bit later.
For sure.
It really highlights how DLC can add this whole new layer of strategic thinking
yeah.
to the game.
It's not just about driving anymore.
Right.
It's about like managing your resources,
okay.
making smart investments,
yeah.
maybe even building a virtual trucking empire.
I am hooked and we've barely scratched the surface.
Oh, no, right?
Okay. Okay, so we've talked about all this cool new stuff DLC can add.
Yeah.
But how does it actually change the way you play Truck Simulator Ultimate?
Well, imagine you're like a seasoned player, you know, the base game inside and out.
Okay.
DLC throws in these new challenges,
okay.
tougher routes, maybe a new type of cargo that requires special handling.
Right.
Suddenly you're learning new skills.
Yeah.
Adapting to different situations. It's like leveling up your expertise, even in a game you thought you mastered.
So it's like adding a whole new dimension to the gameplay.
It's
not just about the trucks, but like how you use them.
Right, yeah.
The blog posts even mention how DLC can affect the multiplayer experience.
Oh, yeah.
What does that look like?
Well, it's not just about driving solo anymore.
Okay.
DLC might introduce like cooperative missions.
Okay.
Where you and your friends have to work together to deliver this huge cargo shipment.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe there are new competitive modes.
Yeah.
Like races or timed challenges where you can like test your skills against other players.
Ooh, I can see that getting pretty competitive.
Oh, for sure.
So you're not just playing against the game anymore. You're playing against other people who are just as into virtual trucking as you.
Exactly. And that, like, social aspect just adds a whole new layer of enjoyment.
Right.
You can build friendships, share tips, strategies, even form virtual trucking companies with other players.
Wow. So it's like a whole online community.
It is.
Built around this love of trucking simulation.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, let's circle back to that whole in-game and real-life money thing.
Okay, yeah.
That really caught our attention earlier.
For sure.
That sounds almost too good to be true.
It's a bit more nuanced than that.
Okay.
But the potential is definitely there.
All right, so walk me through this.
Sure. Think about those massive online multiplayer games.
Okay.
Where players create and trade virtual items.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes those items become so rare or sought after that they develop real world value.
So it's like a virtual stock market.
In a way, yeah.
But instead of trading stocks, you're trading virtual truck parts.
Right.
Or rare paint jobs.
Exactly. And with Truck Simulator Ultimate.
Yeah.
The blog post hints at players potentially buying and selling virtual trucks.
Okay.
Or cargo contracts. Maybe even building up these entire virtual trucking companies.
Whoa.
And then they can sell that to other players.
So it's like a whole virtual economy.
It is.
Operating within the game.
Yeah, almost mirroring the real world trucking industry.
But is that even allowed?
That's where it gets a little tricky.
Okay.
Some game developers have rules against players profiting from in-game transactions.
Yeah, huh?
While others embrace it.
Okay.
And even create systems to facilitate those exchanges.
Interesting.
It's a bit of a gray area that's still being figured out.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
For sure.
It's fascinating to think that a game like this could become a platform for entrepreneurship and innovation within its own virtual world.
Yeah, it raises a lot of interesting questions about the future of gaming.
Right.
And how these virtual economies might actually intersect with the real world.
Like, are we headed towards a future where people can earn a living playing video games?
I mean, it's not as far-fetched as it sounds.
Now, for someone maybe thinking about diving into Truck Simulator Ultimate.
Yeah.
For the first time, this whole DLC thing might seem a bit overwhelming.
Oh, for sure.
Where do you even begin?
It's like walking into a candy store after being on a strict diet.
Right.
There are so many tempting choices.
Yeah, so many options.
My advice would be to start with the base game.
Okay.
Get a feel for the core mechanics. The type of gameplay you enjoy the most.
Like, do you prefer long hauls?
Yeah.
City driving?
Exactly.
Maybe focusing on building up your virtual trucking empire?
Right. Once you've got a sense of your playstyle.
Okay.
Then you can start exploring DLC that aligns with your interests.
Hmm. So if you love those classic American trucks.
Yeah, there's DLC for that.
Or maybe you want to experience driving through the Italian countryside.
There's DLC for that too.
So it's about personalizing the experience.
It is.
Making it your own.
And that's part of what makes DLC so compelling.
Right.
It's not just about adding more stuff.
Yeah.
It's about giving players the power to shape their own adventures.
I love that. It really is like a choose your own adventure, but for truckers.
Yeah.
This whole virtual economies thing and like making money.
Uh-huh.
It makes you wonder, is this the future of gaming?
I think it's definitely a trend worth watching. The lines between gaming and real world activities, they're kind of blurring.
Right.
We already see it with esports.
Yeah.
And professional gamers earning a living.
Yeah. For sure.
From their skills. So integrating virtual economies, that could actually generate real world value.
Right.
That seems like the next step.
It does raise a whole bunch of questions, though.
Yeah.
What happens when the lines between virtual and real economies get so blurred that it's hard to tell where one ends and the other begins?
Bit of a mind bender.
Totally.
Imagine a future.
Mm-hmm.
Where your virtual trucking empire could be used as collateral for a real-world loan.
What?
Or where you could trade your in-game earnings for goods and services in the real world.
That's like science fiction becoming reality.
It is.
But it also makes you think about the potential downsides.
For sure.
What if these virtual economies get so complex and volatile
Yeah.
that they start impacting real-world markets in ways we can't predict?
It's definitely a possibility,
Yeah.
which highlights the need for like careful consideration and
Ah,
regulation
right.
as these economies evolve.
Okay, so back to Truck Simulator Ultimate specifically.
Okay.
For someone who's already a fan,
Yeah.
what's the best way to approach DLC?
Well, I wouldn't say just buy everything that comes out.
Okay.
DLC can be a great way to enhance your enjoyment of the game, but it's important to be selective.
Okay.
Like, look for DLC that adds something you're actually interested in,
Right.
whether it's a new truck you've always wanted to drive,
Yeah.
a region you're curious to explore, or a gameplay feature that like expands your strategic options.
So do your research, read reviews,
Exactly.
watch gameplay videos,
Yeah.
maybe even connect with other players online to get their recommendations?
It's like deciding which travel destinations to visit
Right.
or which books to read.
Yeah.
You want to invest your time and money in experiences that are meaningful to you.
It's all about making informed choices
Yeah.
and like curating your own personalized experience.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know about you, but this deep dive has definitely opened my eyes to the world of DLC.
Yeah, me too.
It's not just about adding more content to a game, it's
Right.
about creating these opportunities for players to learn, connect, and even potentially earn real-world value.
It's a testament to the creativity and innovation
Yeah.
that's happening in the gaming industry.
And as we've seen with Truck Simulator Ultimate, DLC can be this powerful tool for enhancing realism,
Yeah.
expanding virtual worlds,
For sure.
and fostering social connections.
Absolutely.
So if you're a gamer or even just someone who's curious about the future of entertainment and technology,
Yeah.
DLC is definitely something to pay attention to.
It really
It's
is.
shaping the way we play, learn, and interact with the digital world.
And who knows, maybe one day you'll be driving your virtual truck all the way to the bank.
We'll have to keep an eye on that.
We will.
But for now, we hope you enjoy this deep dive into the world of Truck Simulator Ultimate
Yeah, thanks for listening.
and the fascinating world of DLC. Until next time, keep on trucking.